This message is brought to you by Croydon Tabernacle, a part of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Our mission is reconciling the individual, community, and the nation to God. Be blessed as you listen.
Today I'm going to be talking to us about treasured vessels. And treasured, as we all know, they are something so precious. Praise the name of the Lord. Something so precious to women. We have gold, we have silver, we have beautiful shoes. To men, they have beautiful ties. They go to the barber and cut their hair, different styles, and you know, they have good jobs. They wash their cars more than 10 times a day because they so treasure it in the name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. They want to eat, when they want to eat, they want to eat the best meat because that's what their wives give to them. Or even those that are not married, they just want to have the best. They say, oh, I've worked for it. Praise the name of the Lord. And how do I know that you and I are treasured vessels? The word of God in Ephesians, I think Ephesians chapter 4, it tells us that God gave some apostles, some teachers, some intercessors, some evangelists. Praise the name of the Lord. And how again do I know that you are treasured vessels? It's because the word of God says, even while you were in your mother's womb, he said, I have already known you. And I have called you. I have made you a prophet. I have made you a singer. I have made you an intercessor. I have made you an evangelist. I have made you a mother to nations. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says we have this treasure in empty vessels. Praise the name of the Lord. God has put treasures in you and I. So I'm going to be reading Luke chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. Luke chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. Then he called his 12 disciples. You and I here, you are all disciples. Praise the name of the Lord. We are all disciples. He said he called them together and he gave them power. He gave you power. He gave them authority over all devils. He didn't say one devil. He said he gave them authority over all devils and to cure diseases. So you and I can cure diseases in the name of Jesus. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Praise the name of the Lord. He sent them to preach. My sisters and my brothers, I want to tell us that we are all evangelists. We have all been called to preach. You don't need to be like Pastor Kale Jaye. You don't need to be like Benny Hill. You don't need to be like all those great men and women of God. In your own special way, you are an evangelist. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, God calls. I want us to take note of those three things when I was reading in verses 1 and 2. He said, he called, God must call you. You don't call yourself, because if you call yourself, it's just a mission going to, you know, cars falling into the ground and just scatter. He said, he called, and I know the Lord has called you and I. The Lord has called you and I. It is not by your power you gave your life to Christ. The Lord has called you and I. It is not by, even, you know, maybe some people, they've been going to church right from, I can remember when I was young, you know, my parents have been taking us to church. And in my father insists that on Sunday, all of us, we go to church. And you, can you imagine, we are eight. And my father has a 504 car. Eight of us, plus my mother and my father, we will enter that car. I don't know how they did it, but we all went to church. But that did not mean that I was born again. I was hearing the word of God, but the Lord was preparing me. So I can remember when I went to school, when I got to secondary school, I went to a Baptist school, and somehow I had an encounter with God. I now retraced myself, and I know that's how it is with you and I. He gave power. The Lord has given you and I power. Praise the name of the Lord. And I want to encourage all of us here that you have treasures in you. You might say, oh, I cannot sing. You can cook for your children. That is a treasure that the Lord has given to you. You are a treasured vessel. Because, you know, sometimes, even I was sharing with some people, I said, I don't know how my mother did it. Eight of us. Eight of us. Five are girls. I don't know how she did it, but she did it. Praise the name of the Lord. So that is a ministry on his own. You might say, oh, I can't sing. There's a sister here. She sends me texts maybe once a while. She'll say, oh, Sister Toby, I think we should pray about that. That is a ministry. She's not in the intercessory group, but she is a treasured vessel. She has seen something that is important, and she's drawing it to my attention. Today, you might tell the choir leader, I love those songs that you sang, but just try this song next week. Praise the name of the Lord. And they will sing it for you, and you'll be happy. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible went further to say, invest. I want us to get, when we get home, just read the whole of chapter 9, Luke chapter 9. In verse 10, the word of God said, these people that he has called, they gave accounts. You and I, we give accounts. Praise the name of the Lord. You and I, we give account of what we are doing. Whether good or whether bad, you will give account. You know, how did he get to that time? You know, people like following Jesus. When we read the story, we read about how Jesus, how at the end of the day, by the mountain of Bethesda, the people came. You know, when people hear that Jesus Christ is in town, they don't like him. Oh, they don't believe he's their savior because they are still waiting for the savior. But they go there because he's giving them miracle. And they all went there, just like you and I. We might not believe in what some men and women of God are doing, but sometimes we just tune to them. It happens. This morning, myself and my brother, we are just sharing it. It happens. We might not believe in Pastor A or Pastor B, but because we know that when you pray his prayer, you will have miracle. You will tune in. That's how they did. They didn't believe in him. They are still expecting the Messiah, but they went there. Praise the name of the Lord. And they went there, and it got to a time, the disciples, they now said, oh, Jesus, it's getting dark, send these people away. Jesus now said, you want me to send these people away? I can't send them away. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, send the multitude away. That is how you and I, we want to send our multitude away. We want to send our multitude away. And we have treasures in us. We want to send our multitudes away. Those multitudes are our blessings. But we want to send them away. He now says, send them away. Jesus now said, I can't send them away. He now said, the disciples now said, okay, if you don't want to send them away, send us away so that we can go into the animals part and buy, look for bread, look for all this, all they want. Jesus Christ now said, no, I won't send you away. And you know, that is how we do as children of God. We say, oh, this brother knows how to sing. Oh, meanwhile, you are in the intercessory group because nobody is seeing you. You want to sing. You want to go and acquire another treasure. You want them to send you away. You want to send yourself away. Praise the name of the Lord. You want to send yourself away. God is saying, don't send yourself away. The Bible tells us that God now, Jesus Christ now said, okay, everybody gather together. And they now said, oh, we just have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. He now said, bring it. They brought it and they gave it to him. He lifted it up and he said, thank you, Lord. Thank you for these 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord has given you treasures. The Lord wants you to thank him for it. Because on your own, you cannot accomplish anything. Even as you enter into the month of April till December, the Lord wants to remind you that those treasures that he has given to you, you have to start using it. You have played enough. January to March, you have played enough. Now, it is time to bring out those treasures and lift it up to God. And the Lord, and when you lift it up, the Lord will bless it. The Bible tells us that when the Lord has finished blessing it, he now gave it to them. In verse 10, the Bible reminds us that he gave them, verse 17, he gave it to them and they started eating. He was saying, oh, Toby, take, James, take, Jeremiah, take, and they ate, and they ate, and they ate. And they said there were 5,000 men there. That means women were not counted. There were 5,000 men. And that means, I assume that some of the men were not married, so they didn't have children, but they just came. So maybe there were about 10,000 people that day. Maybe some of them that has husband, have husband and have children. So maybe they were 10,000. And at the end of it all, they all ate. Praise the name of the Lord. They all ate and they were satisfied. And the Bible tells us that they had 12 bags, 12 baskets remaining. You know, if that food was not sweet, would they pack it? Would they pack it? If it was anyhow food, would they pack it? They will not pack it. They packed it because it was sweet. Then the disciples now remember that, oh, it is us that brought that five loaves of bread and 2 fishes. And they say, oh, we are 12 and there's 12 baskets here. I will take one. Man, Peter will take one. James will take one. Then they remembered. Praise the name of the Lord. That is how it is. When you use your gifting, the Lord will multiply it. The Lord wants us to look to get our treasures. The Bible tells us about David when he went to the war and he heard Goliath talking, and Goliath was talking, and he now said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine talking? And he looked at him. He didn't just stand there. He looked. If he didn't look around, he wouldn't have seen the treasure, the 5 stones. He wouldn't have seen it. Our pastor was telling us about the Solent Assembly, about digging deep. You have to dig deep. That is where you will get the treasures. You will not get it on a platter of gold. Praise the name of the Lord. You can't get it on a platter of gold. You have to dig deep. And it is when you dig deep that you will get those treasures. Or you look around. When you look around, that is when you will get those treasures. David looked around. When David was coming, I'm sure he just came with his catapult and said, oh, maybe if I'm going, I'll just look for stone and just be shooting birds. But when he got there, he had his treasure with him. But for it to be completed, he had to look for something. And that something was a stone. And I want to remind us as parents, our children will soon be on holidays. And before you know it, the first day, Monday, they'll say, mommy, I'm bored. They will tell you, mommy, I'm bored. Ah, you'll be surprised. Bored, okay? Only one day, bored. You tell them, go and do this, go to the trampoline, go and do this, go and do this. You keep them active. You have those treasures. You don't need to send them outside. You don't need to start saying, oh, let me, because you are working. You can't send them outside. You have to look for, praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. And you begin to give them what they desire. And before you know it, they'll be so occupied that they'll be so happy with you. Praise the name of the Lord. And you know, all these multitudes, they are our blessings. They are the treasures. If we don't have these treasures, we cannot get them. Praise the name of the Lord. It was the bread and the fish that kept them. Praise the Lord. The bread and fish kept them. The bread and fish was a blessing to them. And the multitude became a blessing to the people. Praise the name of the Lord. Because when people come, when you have one client, you are not doing so well. As a teacher, maybe you are running a private lesson and you have one student, you will not be happy. But when you teach that student very well and that student passes her exams, you find out that the parents will go out and say, oh, if they hear that they are looking for somebody, you know, they will signpost that person to you. They'll say, go and meet Mr. A. Everybody that goes to her is lesson. They pass exam. They get into grammar schools. Praise the name of the Lord. Your treasure is now speaking for you. You don't need to go somewhere else. Your treasure is now multiplying. Praise the name of the Lord. And that is why the Bible tells us that God gave some two. He gave some five. He gave some one. According to their abilities. He didn't say, oh, because you are Toby, because you are a pastor, that when I'm entitled to one, he'll come and give me five. No. What if I just misuse the five? Because he gives you according to your ability so that you will be able. God does not want 99%. He wants 100%. So when he gives you five, he expects you to bring 10. So those treasures must be multiplied. Don't go and start saying, oh, because at the end of the day, you are supposed to be in the ushering department and you are now in the choir because you'll be singing. Nobody will be shouting there. Maybe you tell somebody, oh, Toby, sit down here. You just look at the person. Oh, me, sit down there. You don't want anybody to look at you like that. You say, okay, well, let me just go and join choir. Nobody will talk to me anyhow. But that is where your treasure is. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't run away. Don't give out. Don't send away your treasures. That was what Naomi was doing. He was telling Ruth, he said, go. When will I have a child that will come? When will I have that child? Then I will come, that child will come and marry. Then I will, that child will come and be grow up. Then you will come and marry the child. He said, go. But thank God for that woman that she didn't go back. She insisted and she followed. At the end of the day, who were they praising? Who were the women in Israel singing for? Were they singing for Ruth? They were saying, oh, come and see Naomi. Naomi now has a son. Hey, this and this, that and that. Praise the name of the Lord. If she has driven, if Ruth has said, oh, this woman, her wahala is too much, let me go. She didn't go. She followed her. So there are some treasures that we have. And the Lord, it will just be stuck with us. And we have to keep on going in the name of Jesus. And the Bible said that they all gave accounts. My brothers and my sisters, I want to remind us that we all give account of our work in the name of Jesus. You know, sometimes some people will say, oh, I am just 20 years old. It is not by your age. It is your death time that matters. If you are 20 and the Lord says that by 30 years he will call you home, you are older than that person that is 50 and the Lord said he will call the person home by 100 years. That is one thing we should know. So don't postpone. Use your treasure. You say, oh, I've done it. Oh, I have come. I want to come here. I want to rest. You know, when I can remember when I came from Nigeria and I came to Croydon Tabernacle, I don't attend Redeemed Christian Church of God in Nigeria. But I came here. When I came here, I joined them. I was the one I could do, I did it. The one I cannot do, I left it. Praise the name of the Lord. But you know, I had to start all over. Praise the name of the Lord. In my church in Nigeria, I was already a full pastor. But when I came, I didn't tell anybody that I was a pastor because I wanted to learn, because this was not where I was coming from. I wanted to learn. It was later that, you know, but I wanted to learn. I was learning. I met one lady here, Pastor Choma. She was sent out to start a parish because she knew me in Nigeria. But we are learning. We were learning and we became better. Praise the name of the Lord. Every day we are going through the fire. The fire is purifying us in the name of Jesus, just like the gold. If you see the raw gold, you will hate it. But the Lord is purifying us. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge it, and he will direct your path. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us not lean on our own understanding. When they say do, you do. When you know you can do something, do it. When you know you can just meet, I don't know why I'm calling on the choir. But you know, I was so happy to see Moji today singing, you know, after a very long time. You know, you can come, even if it's once in a month or once in 2 months, but be found doing something. You can go on sabbatical leave wherever you are working. You can go on sabbatical leave. But if you decide to go on sabbatical leave in the presence of God, by the time you come out, you know, it's just like what we taught in the Bible class today. You become obsolete. You are not useful. Praise the name of the Lord. You can, because you can't, you have to be useful. Go on sabbatical leave in your place of work, but don't go on sabbatical with God. Because that is where your treasure is being purified on a daily basis. That is where your treasure will bring out the best in you. Praise the name of the Lord. That is when you will be able to know that I have to give. The Bible tells us about Peter. He walked all night. He walked all night. That was his treasure. When Jesus came, he gave the boat to Jesus. And later, what happened? He was able, that's something. Peter was very skillful. He was skillful. He knows it all. He was a professor of fishing. He knew it all. He knew that if I go in the night, we will catch fish. But he didn't. But at daytime, break, light, so many lights, he was able to catch fish. Praise the name of the Lord. Because he knew he was tired. He now said, oh, he was tired. He wanted to retreat. He retreated. He retreated. But he knew that I can go on sabbatical with my handwork, but I cannot go on sabbatical with God. And that is why he said, okay, Jesus Christ, take over it. Take over the boat. And when Jesus Christ has finished using it, the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ said, launch into the deep, and he caught his fishes. He was not only blessed, everybody around him was blessed. So this morning, I want us to rise up and let us begin to thank God. That Father, Lord God, I thank you for this word of God that I've heard this morning. I bless your holy name because I know you are the only person that can call. I know you are the only person that can call me. Even as I go, into April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Father, Lord God, Father, Lord God, I want to give my treasure back to you because I know it is only you that can multiply it. Because I will give accounts. I will give accounts in the name of Jesus. I don't know what tomorrow have in stock for me. I don't know what tomorrow have in stock for me. But Father, Lord God, since I know that you are here now, I want to take that opportunity to give back my treasure to you. I want to take the opportunity to lift up my two fishes and five loaves of bread. And I know you will multiply it in the name of Jesus. Just as sometimes our women in our homes, sometimes there is nothing in the house. And you don't even have money to go and buy anything. But you have remnants. You might call it remnants. And at the end of the day, when you put the concoction together, your children will be saying, oh, this something is so sweet. You'll be telling your husband, oh, I didn't have money. Do you know that it's this I did, that I did? Praise the name of the Lord. But the Lord has made it to be so sweet in the name of Jesus that people are saying, how did you cook this food? They will not know that it's the remnant. In the name of Jesus, the Lord wants you to give him that remnant. The Lord wants you to give him that treasure. The Lord is telling you and I this afternoon that treasure, he can multiply it. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Our brother that led the prayer, he was telling us about the fear of God. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And this afternoon, I have come to tell us too that if you want your treasure to go far, fear will not come in. Fear will not come in. In the name of Jesus, fear will run away from you. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Bible says that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and of sound mind. In the name of Jesus, don't think of how it is going to be. Because Jesus Christ is in your boat, the Lord will multiply it. That treasure will shine. That treasure will shine. And you will have so much. You will have so much. It will multiply to the glory of God. In the name of Jesus. Maseke ya brama le broko zukaya rebo bo 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 rakali broko zeke ya brama le broko zukaya. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and we worship. Finally, my prayer point. I want us to pray. You know, you don't know what you have in you, but the enemy knows what you have. That is one thing we don't know. The enemy knows it. The Bible says when Jesus Christ was given birth to, it was the stars that they saw that led them to that place. You don't know what you have. You don't know what you are carrying. You are going to pray this afternoon. Father, Lord, even as I go into March, even as I go into April, May, June, and to December, give me a realization of what I am carrying. In the name of Jesus, what I am carrying, I want to know it, oh Lord. I want to know that authority because the Bible says that the Lord gave them power and authority. Father, Lord God, that power and authority that you have invested in me, I want to know it. In the name of Jesus, in any way that I have not used it, in any way that I know it, then I've decided to put it. I'm going on sabbatical. Father, Lord God, now I want to dig it out. I want to dig it out. I want to dig it out. In the name of Jesus, I want to get that gold. I want to get that crude oil. In the name of Jesus, I want to dig it out. In the name of Jesus, that treasure that the enemy knows I have, that you know, sometimes when you are walking in the streets of Croydon, you know, those palm readers, they will be saying, oh, I can see this. I say, God forbid, my blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. They come to meet you, and sometimes they start telling you so many rubbish because they can see what you have, and you don't even know what you have. So you are going to pray. Take it serious. That Father, Lord God, that which you have deposited in me, in the name of Jesus, let me use it to your glory. Let me acknowledge it. In the name of Jesus, let me acknowledge it. Thank you, faithful God. For in Jesus' mighty name, we pray and we worship. Please, you may be seated. I want to let us know that if you don't know Jesus Christ, you will not be able to enjoy these treasures. It's just the enemy will know it and you don't know it. So if you want to know Jesus Christ, you want Jesus Christ to direct your boat, if you want Jesus Christ to begin to bring that treasure in you, even if it's once a week or even once in 2 months, you know, and you say, oh, I want to be doing this in the house of God. We all have a ministry, whether in the corporate world, whether in the church, everywhere you go, you have a ministry. Don't allow anybody to deceive you. When you go to work and people say, oh, you are not saying the truth, but you know people are lying, but you stand for the truth. That is your ministry. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Lord will richly bless us in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord God, I thank you because you are a good God. You are a good Father. Father, Lord God, we thank you for your word that have gone forth, O Lord. It will not return to you void in the name of Jesus. Your children will be like the Berean Christians. They will go back and read Luke in the name of Jesus. Double portion in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit of God will give them better understanding in the name of Jesus. The disciples had Jesus Christ, but we now have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God will lead us into all truth. Thank you, Lord, for in Jesus' mighty name we pray and we worship. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for listening. We hope that you were ministered to through this message. If you have any comment on this presentation or would like to contact us, our address is 38 to 40 Parsons Meet, West Croydon, CR03SL. To speak to a member of our team, you can call us on 0208 688 466. Our website address is www.croydontabernacle.org.uk. Thank you and God bless.